Okay.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my God, this is the show.
The show.
It's not going to be all sung. Sorry, RC. this is for you, RC and Jay. Let me personalized show.
That will not be discussed among anyone. Not a tweet, not a fucking Facebook, not a goddamn
well,
thing.
Well, you could tweet that you got it, but you can't tweet what we talk about. Because yes. This is going to be a little more detailed than what we normally go into a show. I'm going to talk about something that I have never talked about on the show. You know, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've never talked about this story. And I hope that you can respect us and keep what we tell you personal, because this is your own personal show.
Respect.
I mean, if it goes viral and we get a billion downloads,
or if
which
we're
we
like,
can't take credit for because we're not putting it up on our website or anything. Right. So, don't make it go viral.
You know, like catching up Joe Batanse.
Right.
Going his video going viral.
Yeah. So, sorry. I had to get my coffee.
Girl, this coffee is like, I mean, the fucking amount of caffeine in that coffee.
Girl.
Days.
Coffee syrup.
Days. It's
coffee shop.
I'll give you guys a song or two or three or five.
Oh, like singing in the middle? Like you're singing
your show? Yes. Yeah. Let me see if I can muster a little, like, a little ditty.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can muster up a little ditty. Okay. Okay. This episode is just for these two hoes who live in Colorado. One of them is a Mexican.
No, they're both Mexican.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ta. But one's like white and the other one's like really dark. And I don't know if that's because he's dirty or because he's dark. Maybe it's he's dirty dark.
Dirty and dark. Let's get into that story. So
the
you
story
know,
of Roger and Ricky.
You know, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about your trip to Florida, and you talked about the ramrod. And I was like, can't tell that story.
Because you're a whore.
Well.
This is the reason why you were a whore.
This is the story. So what happened
was
all right, so this is like when I first started going to Fort Lauderdale. I was like 23, 24, you know, prime age.
Like so young.
So young. Prime age to do whatever the fuck you want to do and no, not care.
Isn't that always the best?
Too bad I'm 38 and can't be the same way, but it's just not physically possible.
One
right
can
now. Because I'm morbidly obese.
City
away from a heart attack.
Oh, you mean you can't lift your leg over your shoulder? Like
I can't barely breathe.
I'm 500 pounds and they need to remove my roof out of the house. Next on CBS.
Right. So I had a friend that did bear porn. I never did a porn. He asked me to do it. I said no. And he was like, what if we put a mask on you? I said no, because you could still see my tattoos and stuff. I don't want any part of that, you know?
Right.
But I was at some scenes where things were filmed. So
wait a motherfucking minute. So you were like, you weren't a part of the crew. You were just there while they were filming.
Right. Like when I arrived at my friend's house,
they were filming.
They were filming
okay.
a porn.
Oh, so when they hear the ding dong on the video,
yeah,
that's
so
you
that's
coming
me.
In.
Oh my So, you know, I saw all that and I was like, no, I don't want to be involved. So, but this friend also, you know, there was, he had all kinds of friends because, you know, bear porn is like exclusive to like a certain group of people. So,
but bears?
yeah. And there's a lot of bears in Fort Lauderdale.
Uh-huh.
So
that is very, I can attest to that.
One night we decide that we're going to go out and we first go to like George's Alibi. You know, we drink, we dance, you know, we go to several other bars.
George's Alibi.
So around 2:30, probably in the morning, 1:30, something around there, we're like, let's go to Ramrod. And I was like, never heard of it. You know, okay, fine.
What did you think of the name?
I didn't.
Did it elicit think, like?
I was just thinking, oh, it's like, you know, dance, like kind of like Berlin, like here how Berlin is. That's mm-hmm. kind of what I thought it was.
Oh, okay. Like a so dance. You were being club. Real naive.
I thought it was a dance club. Stayed open till 5 or 6 in the morning. You know, I was 24. I didn't. You know, I yeah, wasn't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, thinking.
I don't know, because the first time I heard the name, I was like, I'm sorry, excuse me. What ride are you ramming into what? Anyways, go ahead.
So, at the time, I was also experimenting with some drugs.
Oh, Jesus. Name them?
Well, I don't want to name all of them because it's just too long.
So, meth, heroin, no, cocaine.
No
meth,
no heroin.
Acid. Woo, girl, I was on everything.
Right. At one time, RC, you should know what that means. Or how that's like.
Okay.
So
maybe he doesn't know what that's like because it's like it's every day for him.
Right. So, you know, there's poppers, and then there was, I don't know what it's called. It's not, I don't know what it's called. But anyway, it's like the stuff in a can and you spray it on a towel and then you like huff the towel, right? And it's like poppers, but not really, because it doesn't give you a headache. It's just like a, you know, a 30-second kind of high thing.
Poppers or what you were sniffing?
No, what I was sniffing.
Okay.
It's, I don't know what it's called.
Is it the stuff that makes you wake up when you, because that's really what poppers are.
No, not smelling salts or anything that. But it just got you high for 30, 40 seconds.
I mean, this motherfucker was doing whippets.
So pretty much, it's kind of like that. Yeah, yeah, so we're on our way into the Ramrod, and I happened to do this.
Oh, Lord.
And then I was like, give me another one. And then I said, give me another one. And then I woke up, and I had blood on my head.
What?
Because I had passed out and hit my head on the curb of the sidewalk.
My God. That is frightening.
That's not even the worst part.
Did your butthole hurt?
It's like I had this like, I don't want to say gash, but my you head hit the sidewalk
right.
Blood. You know, that's, so my friends
don't like seeing stuff like that. Like, but,
I don't like seeing this stuff.
You're like
that.
I don't like that stuff happening to me.
But it turned into me. So,
right.
I got up. My friends were like, holy shit, you just like passed out. And I'm like, oh, that was weird. You guys ready to go in? You know?
That's a fucking trooper.
So we, first, the guys at the door of the Ramrod, I was like, oh, this is not what I signed up for. I was like, they got a lot of leather and no cloth. Like, you know? So I walk in, and I don't know if they've changed it since then, but when you first walk in, you kind of go into like a vestibule area, and then you go to the right, and then to the left is like their little, they have a little store in there. Mm-hmm. Do they still have that? Like
yes,
a store that has like, I don't know, like condoms and lube and all that shit in it.
I have no idea why they have that there. Well, no, I don't think they have condoms, because condoms are free in most gay bars, if not all.
But accessories, let's just say like, that.
Cock poppers. Rings and poppers and shit like
that. Right. So I walk into the bar and I'm like, it's really dark in here.
Oh shit.
And like the lightest place in the room is above the pool table, which no one is playing pool. And I'm like, this is interesting. And my friend is like, oh yeah, I've filmed several porns here on that porn, on that pool table. And I'm like, oh,
okay. Don't ever take a black light to it. Right.
So then I'm like, okay, you know, I'm tired of the rag, the sucking on the rag thing.
Mind you, you have a gash on your fucking head.
I have a gash on my head. I don't care. I'm drunk. I'm like stoned.
I can't even with you right now.
It's not even me.
It's like one stupid move after another.
Right.
I hit the concrete because I fucking passed out from sniffing some shit that you don't know of. And you're fucking almost damn near dead. Oh my God. So, I want to fucking choke you right now.
We go to the bar. We get a drink. And we're walking around.
Because that's the normal thing to do when you have a gash.
Right. So we're walking around, and then his friends, like, I'm new to this group, so I don't really, I know people, I just don't know them.
Right.
So we're walking around, they're introducing people, whatever, and then they're like, oh, we have to take you outside to the back. I'm like, ooh, what's back there? Like a pool and a jacuzzi or whatever? And they're like, yeah, that's back there. You guys, how about I walk outside onto the patio area?
That looked like a pigsty, doesn't it? Because it's like muddy and like there's like...
It's everything.
I done said it was like a pigsty. It's a fucking bar in the middle and then it's like slop all around, right. Even in the inside. Told you that.
So I get out there and I'm like, oh... This is very interesting. And I'm drinking and I'm looking and I'm drinking and I'm looking and I'm drinking. And then all of a sudden I'm sucking some guy's cock. What happened?
Oh, this is.
What happened? Like, I like woke up. I didn't even like wake up. I'm just like, oh my God, there's a penis in my mouth. Weird.
That's weird.
And so my friend James is like, oh shit, I have to take them. Well, whatever, they don't know. He's like, you know, you want some coke? And I've like, and me 24, oh, I have never did nothing like that with a big old gash on my
clearly
on my head.
You're like, I never gonna...
Right. Eight ball, one sniff. You know?
So that's where the line coke on the cock comes
but
from.
But that I didn't do it on a cock.
Right, I know.
But I pretty much took the cock out of my mouth so I could do it and then put the cock back in my mouth.
Oh, that's like a baby pacifier. It's right. Like. This is the best fucking story ever.
Please, this, I would never, ever talk about this like on the show because I would never want someone to know this about me and the many trips to Fort Lauderdale that something like this could have happened.
Do you mean the many trips to the Ramrod?
It wasn't always the Ramrod.
Was it the cup? What's the cubby hole?
I will not confirm nor deny that story. So
you're in admission.
Is it still there? Bill's Filling Station, is that still there?
Because I think
that was an awesome bar. There, you know.
No, was that the one that was on the strip?
It was like in an old gas station.
No, it's I don't think it's there. But I could
that
be
was
wrong.
An awesome place. That's like where all the bears went. So yeah, that night was filled with, and I can't remember. A lot after doing the coke.
I cannot remember the coke.
I do remember doing several lines.
Oh, God damn.
And penises all up in my mouth.
I'm sorry, plural?
And then it was like 4 o'clock and it's time to go home.
I mean, you were just... what I'm curious is to know, one, did you swallow anybody?
No, I don't.
Did you even at least look at the penis and make sure it was like
seemingly
clean?
Maybe. The person looked really nice because, you know, it was like bear night. So there was a bunch of chasers there too.
Oh,
so,
hot. I love chasers.
And I was young and still, I had my Southern accent still. Oh, so, Jesus. You know, they were loving it.
You were loving it. You were all up on that.
So that's my story. That's the story that I have for you guys for your special show. And then Roger, you have 15 minutes to tell your story.
Oh no.
Or stories. Know. Go ahead. Just tell one of your worst stories that you have never told anybody. I just told a really bad story.
Well, you know, I mean, I talk about all that shit. So it's not like
there has to be something that's so dirty that you can't talk about.
Well, I think I may have told my fisting story, but I'll tell that one. And then maybe I'll tell another one because I'm trying to remember. Oh my God. I mean, because when I was young, like, I was kind of a whore. No, I was actually a whore.
You got paid?
Ugh, yes. In trade. No, I mean, like, when I was young, like, I did a bunch of stuff. Like, I would go to the porn shops and go into the booths and scope out what was, like, the cocks that were coming in. And, like, that some of that stuff was hot because I was younger. Mm-hmm. Like I was like 18, 19. And so like most of the guys that would go in there were definitely older than I was.
Isn't it nice to be like 18, but have like a 37-year-old, like just
fawn all over you. Yes. That's amazing. Now it's the opposite.
Well, also now I'm at 37
fawning over everybody.
At 38, you don't want like a 73-year-old all over you. No. You know, I already have that. I'm married to it.
Right, because it grosses you out. It's like, ew. Overmodulation. I want to say, like, what was one of the... Oh, well, okay, so I'll tell you... Okay, so the fisting story goes that I was talking to this guy, and I want to say it was probably through, like, gay.com, because back in
day... gay.com, I forgot about that shit.
Okay, so back in the day, gay.com was kind of like, yeah...
It was the grinder, the
yes that and like the AOL the growler, chat rooms were like that.
That was all the all social
that,
apps.
Yes, that was our social apps for the like 90s. That fucking old
and 2000s.
The first part of it because yeah. The second part it got better with the iPhone and all that.
That wasn't until 2007.
So I know. So it was a good part.
It was up until. And then those apps didn't come out until like 2010.
Yeah, like 2009, 20. So, I remember we were going back and forth. So the guy lived near Loyola. Mm-hmm. He lived on the side, he lived on the southern side of Sheridan,
mm-hmm.
by the curve. So very close to where a lot of the students lived, you know, right. Like in their dorms or whatever. And so I thought, oh, this guy's probably like, you know, he's probably a little bit younger. Like he told me his age, but I can't remember. He's probably in his like 40s. And I was like, whatever. I mean, I was like 20.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like young and stupid. I'm like, oh, sure. I'll go over. Let's have fun. Because, of course, like at that time, like I couldn't get enough cock. Like I just could not have enough sex. Like it, right. I honestly, not that I ever did anything that was really like dangerous in terms of like, I really didn't have anal at that time, like at all. Like I think I had my first anal experience like when I was like 23. So I didn't really do any of that stuff, but like
you did everything else.
But I did everything else, so I'm actually kind of lucky and happy that I didn't catch like chlamydia, gonorrhea. That's why I was like saying you check that dick like a microphone. You're like up and down, pull it up. I mean, it's like you're fucking having a medical exam up in there, all while you're trying to.
I'm
do
a doctor,
this. Right? We're certified. Who in does everything. Coke? And right,
you're certified and everything, but know nothing about anything.
Anything exactly. So I remember, I drove over there, and I remember parking on the street, and it was kind of close to his house. Like I think I had to park like at the very end of the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up to his place, like I get to his place, and I go up there, and I'm like, I ring the doorbell, and you know, I was definitely a lot thinner than I am right now. But I was still kind of like, I was very cubbish, but like more on the thinner side of the cubs. Right. So this guy was like, he's, you know, he's pretty skinny and like, whatever. He opens the door and I'm like, hey, he's like, hey. And he's like, come in. And so I come in and he was, you know, he was very good looking. Like he was an ugly guy. So we're doing our thing. I'm kind of fucking him. And in the midst of me, like, fucking him, like, he kind of, he's, because he was on all fours, and I was, we were doing doggy style, and he kind of turns around, and like, he sort of, like, gets up, and you know how you do, like, the whole kissing on the back or whatever? And we're, like, kind of doing it, going at it, and I'm like...
I loved when I was that skinny and I could do that.
Right? And now it's like you get, like, 80 degrees.
Right, like, how about you, I just lay on top of you?
Right. How about I just lay in the bed and you just lay on top of me?
Right.
How about you do all the work?
Right.
And so he... so he gets up and he's like, hey, do you want to try something? And I'm like, sure. I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And I wasn't naive, but I was, because I was still aware of, like...
You were thinking, oh, it's a toy. Or
No. Not even that. I was just more like, okay. But in my head, I was thinking, oh my God, he's going to try to kill me. Or he's going to want me, you know, try to tie me up or whatever. And I'm like, okay. So I... you know, pulled out, stood up, and I was standing by the door because I thought, okay, at least if anything happens, I can at least run, you know, and, you know. So then he walks in and he's got, I can't even, he's got a tub of fucking Crisco. Like.
And you're like, oh, are we making fries?
And a glove. I just thought, I'm like, this is, what?
You're like, oh no.
I was like, oh my God, he's gonna fucking like kill me. And like, cause I didn't know what was happening. Right. I'd never seen anything like that. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, oh my God. So anyways, so then he's like, I want you to finger me, but I want you to start off with a couple fingers and then I want you to try to put your whole fist in there. Now first of all, my hands are not that big. Like they're big, but they're not that big, right? I guess they're proportioned, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, like I've seen guys have bigger fists than me. Well, imagine when I was like 22, 23, it was a little bit smaller than this. Like mm-hmm. It wasn't this big. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. And I was like, I said to him, I was like, you know, I'm not really into that, this is not gonna happen with me, right? Like it's not my thing. And he's like, oh no, he's like, I want you to do it to me. And I was like, okay. And I was just like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, I'm like, whatever. And so at first I didn't put the glove on because I was like, well, I'll just start off with the fingers. Mm-hmm. And you know, you kind of do the whole like,
ew!
You know, because you don't want to like, you want to make sure that he's kind of clean. And then
that's why you just wear the glove.
Right. Well, and I knew he was clean because I was fucking him. And you know, I didn't go in with
a brownie on your
head. I didn't go in with the white condom and come out with a chocolate condom. So I was like, I knew he was fairly clean. So I kind of go in there and I rub the stupid fucking Crisco that was so gross and go in, you know, and he's like, okay, put another finger in there. And I'm like, okay. And I'm, mind you, I'm now at the, because I started off with two fingers because he was like, do two fingers first. And I was like, okay. And I went in and it was like...
It was like...
I'm sorry. I stuck my two fingers in and fucking his ass was at my elbow at that point. And I was like, okay. Like, and I'm, you know... Because I do remember he wasn't tight. So, like other previous guys right. I had sex with. So I was like, okay. So then I stick another finger in there and he's like, okay, do another finger. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, okay, now stick your five fingers in there. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, oh, now he's like, move it up and down, like move it around. And I was like, okay.
Shake it like a snow globe.
Right. So then he's like, now go in deeper. And at this point, my hand was, his asshole was at my wrist.
A bracelet.
I mean, I was literally like, at this point, he was starting to become a human puppet. Like, it was, so I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? I think I should put on the glove. Because at this point, I was like,
Oh, no.
So I like, you know, because he had towels and stuff. So I wiped my hand and I put the glove on.
Was it like a dishwashing glove, like the yellow kind?
No.
Like housewives wear?
I think it was green. But it was like, it was kind of really, I don't know. It wasn't like a dishwashing one, but it was.
It wasn't latex, like tight.
No, it was still a little loose, but it was tight enough where it like.
It was a gardening glove.
Maybe. I don't know. It had ridges. Kind of like the, when you sand something.
But originally when he bought it, it was all smooth.
Right. It's so gross. So anyways, so I put the glove on and I, you know, lather it up. I lather him up. And then I essentially just kind of like just went in. And he probably came up to like halfway on my hand, like my forearm.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, oh yeah, like he was all into it. Mind you, I'm sitting there going like, bro, this is boring. And I was like, okay. And I'm kind of going in and out, like going in and out, going in and out. And he's like, oh yeah. He's like, go deeper. And I'm like, I can start to feel your teeth.
Right.
I'm like, this is deep enough for me. I'm like, I'm done. And he was like, oh yeah. He goes, he's like, now take it out all the way and then go in really fast. Like, and I'm like, you want me to punch you? Like,
cause he's like, yes.
And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'll try. And I'm like, and so I went in and I was like, yeah, I was like the Karate Kid.
Right.
Wah! And so I kind of did that for a little bit. And I was just like, you know what? Mind you, he is like, it was like euphoria for him because he was like in heaven. And I was just like, and then he started to like come. And I was like, as I was like getting ready to be like, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, I'm not my thing or whatever. He came. And then I was like, yeah, this is weird. I was like, I don't really, he's like, oh, that feels good. Whatever. Cause he wanted to keep going. And I'm like, I don't feel
like I'm done.
I'm kind of done. I didn't even come. I was like, I'm kind of done. I was like, I don't really feel it. So anyways, I ended up leaving. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, okay, I'm never doing that again. Right. Like, that is not, well, one, because it wasn't enjoyable for me.
And then he called you and he was like, so I'll see you tomorrow. And you're like, okay.
No. And I mean, I just, it wasn't my thing. So I never did it again, but that's my fisting story. So the only thing I could say is that I'm just happy that I was able to provide him to get off, like, because he did get off and he enjoyed it. That's all I cared for.
What do you think his butthole looks like right now?
Oh, I'm sure he's dead. I mean, I'm sure he's not around.
Like somebody pulled out his spleen through his butt.
I don't know. But that one was, I would probably say that was probably one of the most freaky per se stories. Like, I don't really have any of nothing out of the norm. Like, there's nothing that I would say, like, that was, oh my God, that was...
Yeah, but Jay doesn't know what norm is because he's new to all this.
Oh, that's right. Jay, don't
get fist. Into it. Don't fist.
No, let it get RC, into you.
Don't. Ask him to fist and don't tell him to fist. I mean, just gorgeous.
Angels. Anyway. That's really like the most graphic story. I mean, I have other stories like, you know, like going into Steamworks and, you know, fucking some guy, like he had his door open and I literally was like, he kind of looked at me and like waved me in to come in. And I was like, okay. And I like, we kind of made out a little bit. And I just literally turned him around, threw a condom on, spit on his asshole and fucked the shit out of him.
Oh,
while the door was open.
Oh, So
people were just
like looking,
but I didn't have like, I didn't pull down my pants all the way. So you could just like, it was just kind of halfway. Mm-hmm. Not my pants. Cause I didn't have pants on, but I had like a towel. So I just kind of like lifted and I was just like pounding away. I didn't even come. He came. I was like, okay, cool. I left.
You're like, I got somewhere else to be.
Right. I got some more dick to suck. You're not the only one. See, that's the problem with me is that I don't like, I love sucking dick. Like that's, I don't need to have anything else. Like, if I could just do that and, like, foreplay, I'm good. Like, I don't need to have, like, anal sex to me. Is like, I mean, you know, it's hot and it can be hot, but it's not something that is required.
Right.
So I don't really care to, you know, do that.
Get all into that work. It's so much work.
Right. Well, as a bottom, it's a lot of work because you can't just walk into a place and be like, fuck away, and you didn't clean yourself out.
Oh, that's weird.
That's so nasty.
That's
so nasty.
Weird.
Oh, I see. Because you were being cleaned out. That's got it.
Yeah. Like, why do all that work when someone will do it for you?
Ew! I used to hook up with this guy in Evanston. Older guy. I think he was the first bareback story that I had. Like, he was the first person I... allowed bareback.
Mm-hmm.
He was it was really like, it was hot because he had a partner and like they had an open relationship, but it was very like, don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. So anytime I ever hooked up with him, it was like, you need to come in, we need to do our deed and you need to go, because like it's, so that was kind of like fuel to me. Cause I'm like, oh, that's hot. Right. Mm-hmm. The idea of getting caught.
Right.
He was the first guy that I let, like, no one has ever come inside of me, but like he was the first guy that I actually let like bear fuck me. And I'm like, oh my God, he had his dick wasn't big, but it was like kind of thick. That shit was fucking enough to hurt. Like I was like,
it hurts so good.
I was like, you need to put on some more lube. Like I would literally walk into his house and like his house was like, you would open the door and it was one of those houses. I mean, it was a huge house. Like Evanston huge, like mm-hmm. not even my friend's house huge, like twice that. Mm-hmm. So, and you would walk in, you'd open the door, and the first thing you would see the stairs up to the, you know, the second floor, and then like the living room and stuff. So he would always leave the front door open, like wide open. Like I could just walk in and he'd just like walk up to the second floor, because at this point I knew where, you know, everything where to was. Go. Mm-hmm. And so I would walk up to the second floor. And he would be in his room, like he'd kind of wait for me at the top, and he'd be in his room like naked, and he'd have porn when the windows were open, and he had porn like playing in the background, like in this humongous fucking TV. Mm-hmm. And we would just, but the way his room was it was like two rooms, but it was like separate by a stair. Mm-hmm. So the room where the TV was at, like the windows were there, and it was kind of like, you know, like it was half closed, if you will. And then it was so, since it was so receded back in, you couldn't really tell what was going on in the back room unless you had all the windows open. Mm-hmm. And we would just like fuck around on his bed. Like I fucked him a couple times. He fucked me a couple times. But I have those kinds of stories. There's not like,
well, I think we've fulfilled our requests, our promise, our obligations.
How many minutes are we at?
We're at 32.
Oh.
So we did pretty good.
Yeah.
So RC and J, thank you so yes. much for getting the ornament and like us winning. It was amazing. I loved it. Yes. You don't know how happy I was.
Oh.
Like I stood up and screamed like, yeah, we won. And then I was like, I'm a loser. And I sat down. Stupid. I'm a losing winner.
And I remember he was telling me, he's like, oh my God, we won. I was like, what? And I went onto the website and I was just like, oh my God, we won literally by $1. I was like, that's amazing. I was like, yes.
And then you're like,
I was in the toilet. I was like, ooh, I need to sit down again. Right. I'm a shark.
All right, boys. So thank you very much. We appreciate it. We hope you like the show. And remember that it's only for you guys.
Yeah,
only you, only so you don't talk about it amongst other people.
Correct. Core to the rect.
And we will talk to you later.
Bye.